I had a bad Waffle House experience one time. And I got back in the van and Tim Holt says, well, guess we must have crossed the Mason dumbass line. Ruby said you're getting us in a world of hurt. Down below the Mason dumbass line, the food gets worse. I can't go back to Tennessee. That NASCAR country's not for me. Go on if you think you must. Carlos packed his drums up in the dark of night. Ruby standing just outside the front porch light. Shane smoking camel straights. The sky off to the east got gray. And he rolled off in a cloud of dust. And the gray colt nickered at the gate. She said, you're right, it's getting late. You and me got work to do. We can't be burning daylight too. She took down a long lead rope and stayed off that slippery slope. Aspen trees were turning gold up top, and the talk was buzzing round the beauty shop. But wasn't he barely half her age? Oh, that's just how they do nowadays. We should all have been so lucky. By spring she'd had the run of the freeborn men. Ruby turned 50 in a sheep camp tent, and her body still could rock all night, but her heart was closed and locked up tight. Potato fields all muddy and brown, the gossip long since quieted down. And after one more Coggins test, pouring coffee for the county vet, pictures on the icebox door of Carlos in the first Gulf War. Black-eyed, brown, and youthful face, smiling back from a Saudi base. And then Carlos on the big bay mare, heavier now and longer-haired, looking past the saddle shed from way on back inside his head. The old vet said, one day, Rube, that colt will break an egg in you. Now and then one comes along, you just can't ride. And he went on home, and the storm door didn't catch. It blew back hard as she struck a match, but she kept it just in time. And then she sent the ashtray flying. And holding back the flood just don't do no good. You can't unclench your teeth to howl the way you should. So you curl your lips around the taste of tears and a hollow sound that no one owns but you. No one owns but you. Carlos took the road gig and he saw it through. He rode the tour bus while the singer flew. Managed out of Music Row, Carlos never saw the studio. Session guys had that all sewn up. He looks out the window and it starts to sleet. Laying on a friend's couch on Nevada Street. And lately he's been staying high, sick all winter, and they don't know why. They don't know why, or they just won't say. They don't talk much down at the VA. And Ruby's in his thoughts sometimes. What thoughts can get out past the wine? He feels her fingers on his brow, and right then he misses how she looked in that gray morning light. She never shaved like they all do now. He sees it all behind his eyes, and his hands go searching, but they come up dry. And halfway in that waking dream, Carlos lets the landline ring. He'd never have guessed it was Ruby calling, a pin in her hip from the gray coat falling. Figure eights in a lazy lope, stumbled on that slippery slope. And holding back the flood just don't do no good. You can't unclench your teeth to howl the way you should. So you curl your lips around the taste of tears and a hollow sound that no one owns but you. No one owns but you.